Good afternoon, everybody. I'm glad to have this opportunity to give a presentation about CartonDB, a database for Carton research. I believe everyone will agree with that. Nowadays is an information age, and evidence we have seen from yesterday until now, we have seen so many excellent research result from each different Carton project research. I know each Carton research project, they have their own way to storing their result data. And CartonDB is other way to allow researchers to distribute their research result and store it in a public available, public free available to open to the internationally Carton community. So with CartonDB's effort, we can gathering the data and sharing the data so that we can accelerate the progress of Carton improvement. So here is the CartonDB's statement. It is a database that contains genomic, genetic, and taxonomic information for Carton. It will continuously serve as a dynamic, comprehensive database for the Carton community. And as such, it is continuously being updated and upgraded. It is a permanent database that archives new data and user resources. CartonDB has a relatively long history. It was established in 1995 as was among the first crop genome databases to become available on the internet. The database has been continuously expanded and improved over 10 subsequent years. However, the database had sometimes been maintained by short-term part-time student workers. It has not been professionally managed with the required expertise. This thing has been started to change in 2005. Actions on upgrading of both data contents and the user interface features was initiated. Beginning in 2006, a new website, www.cartondb.org, became the new home for the expanded and the enhanced version of CartonDB. Meanwhile, mirror site located at Cornell University. Currently, CartonDB mainly include the list of different categories of information, which are showing on this list. And I'm going to go a little bit more details in the following slides. See, one of the categories of data in CartonDB is germplasm records. Currently, in CartonDB, we have about 10,000 germplasm records of 51 species. Among them, we have about 7,000 records has traits evaluation scores, 6,000 records has passport information, about 7 records have pedigree information, and the data, the germplasm data resource originally from a Green Collection, PVP, as well as CSR crop science registration information, and some other small data sets. Another category of data in CartonDB is marker and maps. Currently, we have about 40 genetic maps of 4 different genomes, over 22,000 mapped loci, of 10 different kind of marker types. A trait study and the QTI load data along with those maps is in process, and the result will be able to seen from internet in the near future. Primers and the probes, we have over 3,500 probes with more information regarding to their source species, germplasm, and the sequence information. As well, we have over 10,000 primers and over 2,000 polymorphisms information. And those are mainly SSR primers. Sequences and the DNA libraries, we have now we have 460,000 sequences. Among them, 3,000 sequences have genes features, and 3,700 sequences have map information. 500 sequences have quality information, which is a trace file produced from a sequencer, from an ABI sequencer. We have about 150 DNA libraries of that created from 12 different tissue type, 9 different species, and 5 different genomes. CartanDB also include references information. So far, we have 4,600 reference records. Along with those reference records, we have 7,000 authors information, and about 10% of those contain contact information. Those references mainly from about 700 journals. This references information also include not only journal articles, it also include books or book chapters, conference proceedings, etc. Other information in CartanDB has like images, pathogens information, etc. So what CartanDB, the home page look like, it's right showing on the screen. So from here, we can see this is a CartanDB homepage. You have two ways to get into a CartanDB. The one thing, if you do not have any special goal, you just want to randomly look to find out what information you can get from CartanDB. And a good way to start is right showing on the left side those buttons. The second one is a browse CartanDB. If you click on that button, and you will get interface like this, and there are a few different ways. The one way is from the left, middle left here, there is a list different categories in CartanDB. Or you can simply click on any of those, you can click on any of your interested class you want to browse, and you just click, I lost the cursor. You just click any group here, and it will bring you to that specific class. Or you highlight a class. You highlight the class here, and you search a particular name within that class. You can use also wildcard like a star follow. For example, if you want to find a primer, and you find a primer class here, and then you type in, say, DPL, whatever DPL primer, and DPL follow the star, and click on the search. Example here is if assume we click on the collection here, and then the database will bring you to this page that will list all of those different collections under this class. And I would say here is not only include germplasm class collections, also it include different groups of germplasm information. For example, it's a CMD panel. It's only 12 germplasm information, but it's a specially grouped together for the SSR the group, the special purpose. As well, we have a pedigree information here, which is from pedigree of upland and Pima cultivars, and those are not germ, real not, it's not real germplasm collection, but it's as listed here as a special germplasm group. And from there, you can choose any of the collection information you click. For example, I click on national plant germplasm system there, and you will get this collection. Briefly description about this collection and contact information, as well will give you the general information, how many different species and how many entries belongs to this collection. And here is if we just keep clicking any of those blue color showing on the website interface here is clickable. So you click there, and you will get the more and more details on the one after the other one, the individual specific records. And as always, CartonDB can take you to jump to other database. For example, at here, this germplasm, well, as the screen has shown here, this germplasm belongs to several different collection or germplasm groups. It belongs to crop science registration, as well as belongs to green, belongs to PVP. So if we click on there, we say view PVP, and it will bring you to the PVP about that germplasm record. Here is another example about how to browse, how it will look when you browse CartonDB, class species class. And also we're showing you if it has image information and other information, like this species, what kind of a common name that had been called from a different country, what the pronunciation will sound like, and the original, the region, geographic original region, and some others. And those are just the other kind of examples when you browse CartonDB. Here is another example. Another way to look at the CartonDB is if you have a special purpose, you want to look at CartonDB. You say if you want to get some special information, you hope you want to get the useful information you want to know from CartonDB, and then you start to search CartonDB. And we have mainly two different ways to start your search. The simple way is from here, with this red arrow, you just type in anything you're interested in and type in your keyword into that window. And from left side here, you can click on this arrow. It will list your different classes. If you are not sure that this information will be included in which classes. You can just leave it anything there, and with your keyword in this box, and click on search, it will scoop up everything related your keyword you're giving. Another way is a quick queries, like the red arrow now showing up on the left. So quick queries include several different classes with the query result. Those CartonDB users most frequently asked the queries. So we listed the result here, and several different classes are listed on here, and following with the details of each different query. For example, this is somebody sent me an email and asked whether we can get information about the Gossypium species, summarize the information all together. So based on her suggestion, and I add that query result here. So if you click on that one, and you will get the result. You get the result like this. So it's already stored there, and it's quick. And from this table, we can get the summarized information about Gossypium species, what their genome, what their original region, geographic region, and how many germplasm records belongs to that species within CartonDB. Those numbers listed, it's the records number within CartonDB, and how many sequences record belongs to that species, how many DNA libraries, etc. And if anybody is interested to get this information, download or save it on their own computer, and you can simply click on this query result on view as a text, and then you will get the text display, online text display, and then you can simply copy and paste, and you will get the whole information onto your own computer. Of course, from this query result, anytime if you want to look for more information about the germplasm or any information showing in black blue face, and you can simply click on that, and you can get more information about that specific record. I should say there is another feature about CartonDB is anytime for any individual record, you can always submit your comments or corrections about that record by clicking on the top line, the submit comment and the corrections there, and you click, and here is the interface about the feedback page, and you just fill in your name and your email address, and then simply type your comments or corrections in the window and submit. CartonDB has some other functions, like it listed on the left side. Another one is about the BLAST server. So from here, we can it include around 20 different DNA as well as protein sequence information database, and those sequence data from GenBank, from Tiger, from PlantGDB, as well from UniProt. It's EMBO UniProt. So here again, it's very convenient if you want to look at the more details about those sequence where they originally from. So you click on those sequence. For example, here this sequence belongs to the BLAST result. It came from a Tiger, so you click on there and you get more information from Tiger regarding to that sequence. And the next one listed in the BLAST result is from PlantGDB. You click on that and you get the sequence specific information from PlantGDB. We have a QTLO information and the tree studies data. It's in process. Once they are ready, and the interface will look like this, and the maps will showing from the CMap viewer showing on the window on the right of this screen, and the map information as well QTL information. It's giving an example on the left of those two windows. Also, this regarding to the tree study, we can show in the more information about the pathology information, tree study description, how to do that tree study, as well image information. Future plans in CartonDB is, include adding more germplasm data from other countries. As well, we are bringing data into Genome Browser, which will allow user to compare different genome comparisons, such as Gossypium with Wurz Arabidopsis, based on the DNA-based comparison. As well, we are going to add frequently asked question page that will help users to get used to how to use CartonDB. We are going to updating current data submission page to allow user to web submit their data to CartonDB if they would like to share their information through CartonDB. And we are adding US national variety test data, as well as will always enhance the quick query page based on the users. They gave a suggestion what kind of a query result they would like to see. At last, I would like to thank the whole community of international Carton researchers, because without their research excellent result, CartonDB would not exist. Of course, this is a USDARS project, so USDARS is on the list. And Texas A&M University provide a network environment for the database. All former CartonDB curators, Cornell University, as well Green Genes Group, because they gave us a lot of help during the database enhancement. Special thanks to Dr. Frilichowski and Jenna Love. They are curator and a technical assistant of a green germplasm collection. They give me a lot of help and to understand the green data many other kind of help, how to understand the green and how to query from green. Dr. Bowman, who nicely to provide pedigree data, and Dr. Zhang and Dr. Yu, they recently provide genetic mapping data to CartonDB. Dr. Xu, who provide sequence trace data and FPC data. There are a few other functions in CartonDB listed as a button on the left of CartonDB homepage. I do think I have time to introduce, but you're welcome to randomly click on those and get some information there. And at last, thank you all for your attention. Thank you.